This is Shockwave News Live. You can find me online at shockwavenews.net, also twitter.com/shockwavenews1, and right here on Podomatic. That's podomatic.com/shockwavenews. Like, share, subscribe, folks. If you like this podcast, your donations are always welcome. There's a donations link right on the side. You can donate or even buy us a cup of coffee. Whatever it is you want to do, anything's fine. Every little bit helps and is greatly appreciated. And I'm glad that you guys tuned in today, and I greatly appreciate you, all the listeners, all my listeners on this podcast. So let's get into today's show. Today's show comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated Friday, May 7th, 2021, today. And the headline reads, folks, as follows. Bombshell Salk, S-A-L-K, Institute science paper reveals COVID spike protein is what's causing deadly blood clots. And it's all in the COVID vaccines. It's in all of them. And that's by design. That's what the headline reads. So let's get into today's article here, shall we? This should be very, very interesting. Indeed, I greatly appreciate it. So here we are, and let's go. The prestigious Salk Institute, founded by vaccine pioneer Jonas Salk, has authored and published a bombshell scientific article revealing that the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein is what's actually causing vascular damage in COVID patients. And the COVID vaccine reciprocants promoting the strokes, heart attacks, migraines, blood clots, and other harmful reactions, that is what's already have killed thousands of Americans. And the source of that is the VAERS, VAERS.hhs.gov. Critically, all four vaccine brands currently widespread, their use either inject patients with the spike protein or via the mRNA technology, instruct the patient's own body to manufacture spike proteins and release them in their own blood. This floods the patient's body with the very same, with the very spike proteins that the Salk Institute now has identified as the smoking gun of vascular damage and related events. And that would be such as blood clots, which are killing many people who take the vaccines. Simply put, folks, the vaccines were not designated and designed to contain the very element that's killing people. The false assumption is the vaccine industry and propagandist is that the spike protein, inert and harmless as it is, the Salk Institute proves this assumption to be dangerously inaccurate. The Salk Institute spike protein cells are damaged cells and causes vascular disease even without a virus. So in an article, the novel coronavirus spike proteins plays an additional key role in the illness. That was published on April 30th, 2021. The Salk Institute warns that the Salk researchers and collaborators show how protein damages the cell, confirming that the COVID-19 is a primarily vascular disease. So I've been saying this for now almost getting close to a year. I've been saying this, folks, and it's like, why do you want to put the poison in your body? I've had family members myself, not to get derailed here for just a second, but I've had family members myself up north in Michigan. I've had one on one side of the family, one on the other side of the family. One side of the family has taken, about 90% of them has taken the vaccine. The other side of the family has not taken the vaccine. They caught COVID, about four or five of them, and they got through COVID. Some adults age 60 on up, a couple adults, and then, of course, children in their 20s and 30s. So, again, it just depends on how the body is, I'm not no I am not my disclaimer, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, or healthcare professional. But again, or do I am certified to give medical advice, but I can give life advice based on my personal, and I repeat, personal experience. And what I've seen, and I've seen in my own family, through sisters, aunts, and uncles, so on and so forth, at least in Michigan, I've seen some of them get it, some of them don't. But the ones even that got the shot, some of them haven't felt very well. They've been very sick. And I pray for these people, why you want to put poison in your body. The other side that got it, you know, yeah, they were sick with flu-like symptoms for 2 weeks. They got over it and they moved on. Life goes on. Life is good. God is good. Life goes on. And what you have to understand is, folks, again, your body is going to operate as God made it to operate, okay? There's no debate in that issue. Some people are real sick. I pray for people. People are real sickly. Some people have different bronchial problems and lung problems, asthma, bronchitis, on and on and on. There's friends that we know that have autoimmune deficiency diseases. And so, you know, you don't want to take the shot like that. Some people are real old and have heart problems. You're the last person that needs to take this damn shot. But again, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, or anything like that. That's my disclaimer. I'm not going to give out medical advice. I'm just going to say suggestion from all this information that I have each and every week, and I bring to you right here on Shockwave News. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to tell you as well, because I don't want anything to happen to your kids or your family, your parents, your grandparents, anything else, or your children. I don't want anything to happen to you, folks. Everybody listening to this podcast, hear me out. Hear me out well. I pray for you, and I don't want anybody to get this nasty, stupid, high case of the flu known as the COVID virus. I don't want that. COVID-19. I don't want you to get that crap. It's 100% curable, and how they're treating this is 100% bullshit. That's all I can say. So let's go back to the article. I don't want to digress too far here. From Medical Journal Circulation Research, the spike protein is what's causing the damage. The Salk Institute article refers to the science paper published in the Circulation Research, the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein impairs endodontical function in via down regulation of ACE2. ACE2, you know what that is, like an ACE2 inhibitor, that type of thing. The paper was first to document the mechanisms for which the spike proteins in everyone lacking an active viral component cause vascular destruction and binding the ACE2 receptors and incepting the function of the cellular mitochondria. You know, so again, basically in plain English, for those people that don't understand, what's going on is these shots, and I'm just going to spell it out in layman's terms. I don't know. So for most people that aren't technical or don't have any medical background, I feel for you. I really do. I'm going to just spit it out. When you're taking a shot and it's going to alter your DNA. Your DNA structure is at a gene level, or genome level is what they call it, your DNA. And you take a shot, folks. This shot with the mRNA vaccine alters your DNA. It alters the God's gift of your DNA that makes you very special. It makes you an extremely special person in the eyes of God. Now you're altering that by, you might be taking a piece out of the DNA, the code. It's called a code, okay? Just like if you deal with computers and computer systems and programming, all that, you have stuff called code. This is something very similar in your body. That's how God made you. God made you with a certain DNA code, and in that DNA code, He put and made you very special. You know, some people might get sicker quicker than others. Some people have better immune systems than others. All that's unique and has a certain uniqueness to your body. And so you have to understand, by taking these shots, the Pfizer and the Moderna and different things like that, this is creating the spike protein. And in that spike protein, the body is having a very bad reaction and creating blood clots and all those other things that I was reading, blood clots, vascular reactions, You might have blood clots all over your body, spotting. We've even heard of women in their 50s, and they should be over menstruation, and they should be over that part of their life where they're no longer having their periods. They might start having periods. There's been people that's taken the shot that's had been bleeding for 3 or 4 weeks, almost a month. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. When will the world wake up? And the answer is, I don't know the question to that. People will ask me, Shockwave News, you know, you bring all this news. When's the world going to wake up? I don't know when the world's going to wake up, folks. I try to bring you news each and every day. Again, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer. That's what I tell you. That's my disclaimer. But please do your research. Please do your studies. Please get good medical advice. And if anything else at all, if everything fails, then pray about it. And I know this podcast is going around the world. People have different gods and different beliefs and different cultures. And I respect each and every one of you. And I love each and every one of you out there. But you have to have some prayer and meditation, because you cannot, folks, put this poison in your body without lots and lots of research. You know, and as I finish up this article here, I just try to bring you at least the highlights of the article. You know, all COVID vaccines are risky. Medical experts or experiments, yet oblivious to the masses that are brainwashed and told that the vaccines have all been approved safe and effective. The FDA has granted, and that's the FDA here, Food and Drug Administration here in the United States, has granted therapeutic approval for any COVID-19 vaccine, and no long-term trials have been completed to show the COVID vaccines are safe and effective. Rather, the FDA granted experimental authorization use in the USA and admits that those who take the vaccines are participating in a risky experiment with unknown consequences. And I'll just leave it at that. Like, share, subscribe. Let me know what you think of the podcast, folks. Your donations are always welcome. I got a donate button on the side. You can buy us a cup of coffee if you want to do that. If you got something out of today's podcast, again, your donations are always welcome. I hope you're doing well out there, and thank you for tuning in and listening. Like, share, subscribe. Stay well, stay safe, folks. And most importantly, God bless you and your families, and thank you for tuning in. This is Shockwave News. I'm out of here. See ya.